USA Radio News.
We have an attorney general. I'm disappointed in the attorney general for many reasons, and you understand that.
President Donald Trump earlier today, now the president did later appear to soften his stance on the Attorney General Sessions by saying that the beleaguered Sessions was often absent and performing poorly in his role as Attorney General. Meanwhile, four people were wounded in an office shooting just outside of Madison, Wisconsin today. This eyewitness describes the scene.
Unfortunately, we ran to the windows to see, and that's when we saw the police officers getting out of their vehicles and running towards the building. And we were never really notified as to what was going on. We were just standing there watching as all these police officers were coming in. And then a couple of our coworkers were in the back stairwell, and they're like, there's blood all over the back sidewalk. And so we were just kind of standing there and, what's going on?
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now. 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free. 888-998-7225. 888-998-7225. Or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
A ruling comes in a case about campaign finance donations to nonprofit groups. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
The Supreme Court says a lot of nonprofit groups have to disclose the identity of wealthy donors who give money to pay for aggressive political ads. The ruling on so-called dark money donations coming just 7 weeks before the midterm elections. It's expected to apply to explicitly political ads run by nonprofits between now and Election Day. The ads in question are those that tell people to vote for or against a candidate. People will no longer be able to donate to those ads anonymously. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A Texas mother wanted to teach her fifth grade son a lesson when she found out that he had been bullying other students in school. So the mom forced her child to wear a shirt that said, "I'm a bully." Apparently the boy was calling kids stupid and idiots. You're listening to USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Today, President Trump toured parts of North Carolina that were affected by Hurricane Florence. The president also spent some time in South Carolina. In North Carolina, though, President Trump talked about the Hurricane Florence.
Hurricane Florence was one of the most powerful storms ever to hit the Carolinas, one of the most powerful and devastating storms ever to hit our country. To the families who have lost loved ones, America grieves with you, and our hearts break for you. God bless you. We will never forget your loss. We will never leave your side. We're with you all the way. And to all those impacted by this terrible storm, our entire American family is with you and ready to help.
The president then talked about what is being done to support the cleanup efforts.
Most importantly, we give thanks to the incredible first responders, including sheriff, police officers, firefighters, our great Cajun Navy. They're all over the place. I put them up online, and everybody loved them. But they put themselves, all of them, in harm's way, and what they've done to save precious lives of our citizens has been nothing short of incredible. Nearly 20,000 federal and military personnel are supporting the response efforts along with Southeast Coast, including brave men and women of North Carolina and the National Guard.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.